Hello everybody and welcome to this first podcast for International Festival and Event Environments. I'm recording this from the Craig Lockett campus on the day when they seem to have installed a new coffee making machine. So although it's got this nice live feel, I've got no idea what kind of background noises you're getting to drown me out. However, these weekly podcasts are intended to give some background to some of the topics, maybe to introduce some of the topics if they come out before the lecture. And it also means I have a chance to reflect on the previous week's seminars, which in this case was yesterday. So the opening lecture and seminars were all about getting us thinking in different ways, thinking about the perhaps more strategic approach to events and festivals, and then beginning to tap away at some of the different ways that we might try and understand the environments and the context in which festivals and events take place. So, in the course of the lecture, I used lots of different slides. Some of the themes we will return to quite explicitly. So, for example, when it comes to strategic thinking, we'll definitely have a good look at the Johnson et al. Model in the future. But other stuff that we won't see again. So, for example, if you like the look of some of the alternative models that I used, then that is your opportunity, and those are the sources that you can go back to explore that in more detail. I think that opening lecture was my chance to say hello and also to get us thinking in a more kind of environment strategic focused way, that kind of mindset. And then towards the end, we talked about the different types of cities that Richards and Palmer have decided to focus on in their Eventful Cities text. Now, they've ended up with five different city types, and immediately we can have a look at this with a sort of critical attitude. And we know that academia is so much about critical analysis. However, we could say, for example, that although these five different city types sound good, as we saw in a lot of our classroom seminar discussions, there are overlaps between them. There is the idea that an individual city is unlikely to fit into one particular type exclusively. Also, there's the idea of change over time, that different ideas will be tried or will be adopted by different cities, and maybe they will or maybe they won't be successful. There was also the sense that although there is something of a chronology between these different city types, we still see evidence of some of them being introduced right now. So, for example, Hull in northeast England is a city that is not particularly well connected to other major cities, so it's a little bit isolated. It hasn't always had the most glamorous character or personality or perception by the rest of the UK. However, 2017 is their year to be UK City of Culture, and they're really going for it. Some of the stuff they've had in the first couple of weeks has been fantastic. And so some of those ideas around being a creative city, being a postmodern city, they are there right now in what Hull is doing, the way it's using events and festivals and culture to try and promote a particular image of itself that it wants the world to see. So they wouldn't be doing things in the same way if they were a different type of city. You're unlikely to see Edinburgh deciding that it needs to revamp the way the rest of the world sees it, because Edinburgh doesn't really have the kind of, for want of a better phrase, image problem that some cities may feel that they have, or others may feel that other cities have. So there's plenty going on, plenty of ways that we can use these ideas from Richards and Palmer, albeit fairly limited in their in the steps they've taken to analyse it, and just build on that to get an understanding of the ways in which a city or a country or other aspects of a context or an environment in which a festival takes place have an impact on that festival or event. As I said in at least one of the seminar groups, and maybe the lecture as well, although we might be used to thinking about the impact that festivals and events can have on the world around them, what we're looking at in this module is, to a large extent, the alternative, the opposite. It's about the impact that an environment can have on that festival or event. So why invest in certain things? Why focus on particular stakeholders? Why pursue particular objectives? There's huge potential there to gain a good understanding of how our festivals and events have developed over time. Now then, I've already started talking about the seminars here, and so I think there's two big things to talk about in terms of the week two seminars. One of which is the idea that there may not be, or there is at the moment, no plans to be a third seminar. The seminars at 2 o'clock and 3 o'clock are both in 311. This is a big room. It seats about 40, so there is room for us to fit in there. And it seems to me that the 5 o'clock seminar, the people who attended it could attend earlier. So at the moment, the plan is to only have seminar groups at 2 and 3. If you are not able to make it at 2 or 3 o'clock, you must let me know, and we'll have to kind of manage that situation if it occurs. So we'll just see how we go. Also, next week, the big news is that, as you know, you'll be giving presentations. These are not assessed. However, it is an early opportunity for me to provide you with some meaningful feedback. In real time, you can also ask each other questions. It's a way of getting to grips with the themes of the topic at a very early stage, in a sort of low-key, low consequences environment. But also, we all get to hear what each other sees as being your favourite event or most innovative event, or one that you're interested in telling us more about, one that you're interested in perhaps learning about as well. So there's full details on the Moodle page in topic two, but if you've got further questions that you'd like to ask, just let me know, drop me an email, and if it's the sort of thing that I think would be valuable to the whole class, then I can put a notice up onto Moodle. I hope that the Moodle resources as they stand are good, and I'll keep going with that format. So lecture slides, seminar handouts, other links and other resources along the way. Also, as I pointed out in some of the seminars, I've already put a full set of lecture slides from last year's running of the module up onto Moodle. So if you want to have a look at future topics, you're very welcome to do so. So I've got about 2 minutes left before I reach the end of my free allowance on this podcasting platform, so I will just make the point that the future topics for this module are many and they are varied. Some of them are quite strategic in that perspective, as I've noted, things like the comparative analysis and so on. Some of them are more conceptual, so things like social capital, civil society, neoliberalism. There's no harm in you just spending 5 minutes on Wikipedia or any other kind of dictionary type source, just plugging in what these different terms mean, just to get some sense of where they come from, what they might relate to, and then maybe start thinking how they might have an impact on festivals and events. The intention, of course, is to take these general ideas and then start applying them to see whether festivals and events are a suitable context in which to apply these ideas, to learn more about them and to test them. It's going back to that sort of main thrust of academia, that relationship between evidence and theory, between practice and kind of models, as if to say, you know, the evidence suggests that this is true, but now let's go and test it to see whether it works in other environments, in other places, in other situations. So, as I've noted, this module is a favourite of mine. It brings together lots of different ideas and gives us a chance to try out new ways of thinking. I hope that this is not going to... what do I hope? I hope that as a result of it, we can expand our understanding of what festivals and events are, what they can be, and how we can use some of these more conceptual and strategic ideas to either be better festival event managers, or at least to get a better understanding of the sort of stuff that we are interested in focusing on. That's it. I'm nearly out of time. I'm looking forward to seeing you next week. Lecture will be at the same time, same place. and then the seminars to follow. All the best for now. Bye-bye.